to Inside Scoop Live. Hi, I'm Irene Watson. I'm your host for today. Well, today I'm really delighted to be speaking on the phone with Jeff Burton. He is the author of a fantasy novel for young readers titled Drawn to Danger. It's a story that has all the things young boys like to read: adventure, action, mystery, and fantasy. It also encourages them to use their imagination. Jeff Burton graduated with a degree in history, started two software companies, and spent most of his career programming. He lives in Northwest Wisconsin, is married, and has five boys. But I'm also delighted to have helping me is Ben Weldon. He is a reviewer that actually reviewed Drawn to Danger and loved it. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Irene.
Hi, Ben.
Hello.
This is a real pleasure for me to have Ben. So first of all, what I'm going to do, Jeff, is ask you to just give us a brief overview of what your book, Drawn to Danger, is all about.
Drawn to Danger centers on a boy who's in middle school. His name is Andrew. And he's kind of constructed an imaginary country through his drawing skills. And he spends a lot of time with that. And through a number of circumstances involving a disappearance of his uncle, he comes in contact with some objects which allow him to communicate with a real world, and his drawing skills and his ability to communicate with that world sort of come to life. His imaginary fantasy kind of becomes real.
We know that Andrew's uncle disappears, but why didn't he leave a note giving an explanation as to his whereabouts? He could have...
That's a really good question. I never really thought about that. I would imagine it's because he didn't really think through... When he disappeared, he didn't think through that he'd not be able to come back. So he didn't see a reason to leave a note because he didn't really think it through. So he thought he'd be coming right back anyway.
Oh, okay. That explains. We also know that there are pirates attacking guys that Andrew's trying to help through his drawings. But how did they get the Navy to attack in the first place?
The pirates had sort of existed before... Andrew's uncle had gone there, but they were kind of disorganized and kind of like more like bandits than more organized pirates. But once a kind of a rival of Andrew's uncle had arrived in Nova Min, he sort of organized them using some of the skills and knowledge that he gained in our world and was able to kind of improve the efficiency of the pirates, so to speak, so that they were able to be more effective and more of a threat to the peaceful people of Nova Min.
Okay. Why did the drawings Andrew put into the pouch? Why did his ships appear in the harbor versus immediately outside the receiving pouch?
That is a really good question. And sometimes when you come up with these fantasy ideas, you just sort of have to make a leap of faith. And there's kind of some things just to make the story work. I actually pondered that when I was coming up with this idea and this plot. And I sort of relied on the good graces of my readers to kind of overlook that you know, very strict interpretation of how the pouch works.
Okay. Why did you decide on an archipelago versus, say, a mainland with smaller islands around it?
I wanted to have this notion of pirates and there being a real big threat. And pirates are more of a threat to smaller islands. So then I just thought that the idea of an archipelago world worked better for that purpose.
Yeah. What was your favorite part of the book to write?
My favorite part of the book to write was probably the letters back and forth between Andrew and Mr. Sprottle. I really enjoyed trying to write in kind of an old-fashioned style, which is how Sprottle spoke. The whole... coming up with letters, it was just a fun thing for me. So I'd say that'd be the most enjoyable part.
Yeah, that was definitely a fun part to read.
Jeff, usually stories do have some kind of a moral basis to it, and I'd like to have you explain it to our listening audience. What moral was, you know, in that story and what you were trying to depict?
You know, I when I was constructing the outline of the book, I gave some consideration to the moral and the kind of the central question of the book. And for me, the central question was whether Andrew, with his interest in kind of a fantasy, an imaginary life of inside his head, whether that could have any applicability to the real world and whether it could actually help anybody. And, of course, the answer to that question was yes. And so I'd say that the moral of the story is that sometimes imagination can seem useless to people, but it really actually can make the world a better place. I'd say that would be the moral.
Uh-huh. And I know that this is one of the things that you do want your readers to, and specifically you've written this book for boys, to really engage into the imagination. I know that you have five boys of your own.
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do, five boys. And it seems to me that it's kind of anticipated or known that boys don't read as much as girls do. So how do you feel your story is really enticing boys to read, and how can other authors, you know, create stories that boys will read?
Yeah, it's a very practical problem for me as a parent, having boys and wanting them to encourage them to read. No one had any problem encouraging me to read as a boy, but I was a bit unusual in that way. I do want to, it's a continual mission of mine to get my boys to be interested in literature. And so the tact I took was to try to interest myself, observe my boys and find out what really interested them. And what interests my boys is adventure and action and, dare I say, violence, those kind of things. So I wanted to put those elements into the book. They also are very interested in mystery, tried to put that in there, trying to put all those kind of elements that naturally draw in boys, you know, and then the reading becomes something that's not a chore for them, but just it's something that really draws them in. So that was my strategy,
uh-huh,
and in writing this book.
Ben has been reviewing for us. Gosh, has it been about 3 years now, Ben?
I think something like that.
I think so. And he is one prolific guy. He reads books. It just amazes me. And the other day he ordered a book and he reviewed it very quickly, and it was like 600 pages. And I'm thinking, wow, that scares me. But, you know, so there are some boys, and his brothers are the same, too. They're prolific readers. So, Ben, maybe we can just talk about that and just tell us, like, what is it that you like about reading?
Sometimes, as siblings do, I get kind of mad at my brothers, and it's kind of nice to just have another world that I can just sink into and avoid,
uh-huh,
everything else.
Uh-huh. And what types of books do you prefer to read?
I don't know. I like a little bit of action, adventure, fantasy, and some science fiction.
Uh-huh. So obviously this book, Drawn to Danger, was a book that really you liked.
Yeah, it was good.
Uh-huh. And
good to read.
Is that because it drew in that adventure and mystery and a little bit of fantasy?
Yeah, the adventure was great.
Uh-huh.
And I like it when there's a world within a world, in the sense, so you're reading a book, you're drawn into that world, but then the character within that book is also drawn into some other plot,
uh-huh,
that involves yet another world, and I like books like that. They're fun.
Ben, I do too, and I consciously put that in there. The story within a story has always been something since I was a boy that I really loved in fiction, and so I consciously tried to do that, so I'm glad you picked up on that.
That's great. I'm glad to hear that too. Jeff, having boys, and five boys at that, and being that there were male characters in your book, did you draw any of the characteristics into those characters from your own children or people that you know?
Yeah, there were some. Not less from my own kids than from people that I've known in my own childhood, I'd say, but definitely, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you try to draw from life as much as you can because that makes it more, you know, believable.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'll be back with more Inside Scoop Live after these important announcements.
Inside Scoop Live is a global internet-based broadcast specializing in interviewing published authors about their current books and areas of expertise. I'm Juanita Watson, the host of the show, and invite you to join me as I bring to the air both well-known and upcoming writers. You will hear my guests talk candidly about their books, their life experience, specific topics, and the business of being an author in today's literary world. Always interesting and current, my intention is to bring our audience high-quality discussions that spotlight a vast diversity of authors in the field today. Our interviews are syndicated and archived for availability 24/7 through direct podcast and MP3 download. And as always, I love to hear from listeners. Have a look at our website, InsideScoopLive.com. Send me an email, comment on previous guests, and let me know who you'd like to hear on the show. I'll do my best to bring you your favorite authors live and direct.
Welcome back to Inside Scoop Live. Today I'm talking with Jeff Burton, author of Drawn to Danger. And as you've heard so far, Ben has asked some really good questions, and they're important to him. So stay tuned, because there's more from Jeff to come. And so I want to ask you, too, with your own boys, how old are they?
They range in ages from 7 to 16.
Okay. How do you, as a parent, engage them in using their imagination?
Some of the things that we, encouraging reading to them. When we watch movies, we watch them together and talk about them. Some of the other things I've tried to do is when they love to play Legos, and I like to play Legos with them, because that's a great way to draw out their imaginations and construct little plots and storylines and scenes and things like that. That's a fun way to do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Ben, how do you use your imagination?
Usually I need a bit of a starter to get it going, but then I'll go on and I'll try to figure things out ahead of time,
uh-huh.
or if I'm not started, if I started. But otherwise, I like to build things, not like out of Legos
uh-huh.
or dominoes or blocks.
Uh-huh.
It's fun.
And, of course, that's using your imagination. So, Ben, when you were reading Drawn to Danger and it really needed you to create your own imagination, was that easy for you to do?
Yes.
Yes.
It was.
And tell me why it was easy with this particular book.
Well, it was fun because you get, with the letters from Mr. Sproddle, you get sort of a feel for the world that he lives in.
Uh-huh.
But there's no outline yet, and so you have to go through and you have to create one from your own mind until Andrew goes there, and then it's kind of fun to compare and see what they're like.
Well, that's great. Well, Jeff, you did real good.
It's great
to hear a reader like Ben, really enjoy your book and pick out the things that you actually wanted to portray. So, Ben, do you have any questions for Mr. Burton?
No, I think I asked all of them.
You have? Okay. Jeff, is there anything that you would like to have our listeners hear from you, or do you have any questions for Ben?
No, but I'd like to commend Ben for the close and attentive reading, and it kind of makes me a little nostalgic hearing how much he loves reading and the kinds of things he likes to read, because it was exactly how I was when he was his age.
Yeah. I'm just always thrilled when I get reviews from Ben, because they're very astute. He's a very astute young man, and I am looking forward to seeing where his life leads him to. And Jeff, what is your website address?
I don't have a website dedicated to my writing. I do have an Amazon authors page kind of that I've started.
Okay.
And so I'll be developing that.
Okay. Good. So then listeners can actually go to your Amazon author's page, and that's Jeff Burton, the book Drawn to Danger. And
yeah, and my first book is on that page also, Redstone.
And eventually, if you do have a website, I know that you'll put it on there. So if listeners are listening to this later on, they will be able to find you there. Thanks so much, Jeff, for coming online and talking to us. I really do appreciate it. I know that your mission is to have boys read, and you certainly created a book that is of interest to young boys. And, Ben, thank you so much for helping me. It's always a pleasure to have you online with me, and I know you have some really great questions, so I was excited when you said that you would help. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And there you go, listeners. We have just been talking with Jeff Burton. He is the author of young reader fiction fantasy book called Drawn to Danger. And as you have heard, we've also had the assistance of Ben Wilden, our reviewer, who actually reviewed the book and loved it. Thank you very much for listening. This is Irene Watson for Inside Scoop Live. Bye for now.